in the trees, a potential snare. Close my eyes and block my ears. Cut the cord and leave me here.
Welcome back to Phantom Island, presented by Home Field. It's special episode time. It's not an emergency episode time, although unlike other not an emergency episodes, this is not, and sorry Cal fans, this is not about a coaching change that's been made. It's more about a coaching change that may or may not be made. More specifically, it's time to talk about the Lane Kiffin experience.
Oh, I thought the Cal joke was to apologize for Nick Rolovich.
I'm not going to apologize. That's not on me. I didn't make that decision.
That was the most afterthought announcement in the reporter community. I just want to throw that out there. And that's not shade towards the Cal football program, because yeah. I've been to Berkeley and I think it's a great place.
Yeah.
And everybody has a seat at the table in my highly communist, I guess, view of college football. But when that one broke yesterday as we record this, there were so many reporters, even people like me who are like still adjacent to the reporting culture. We were like, right. Like nobody chased that.
Don't lose to headless Stanford. That's the lesson there. It gives you something in common with Florida State, who's not firing their coach.
Headless Stanford. The shitty, shitty Tim Burton film.
All right. So let's talk. First of all, to set this in time, it is 11 a.m. Central Time. On Monday, November 24th, so far, Lane Kiffin has not taken any job outside of the one he has in Oxford right now. Ole Miss has said that, as far as I know, Ole Miss has said that an announcement about his future will come after the Iron Bowl, which the Egg Bowl, which is being played.
Probably during the Iron Bowl, actually.
Friday this year. The Egg Bowl is being played on Friday. The announcement's going to come after that. What will it be? Who's to say? To back way, way, way up, if you haven't been paying rapt attention to this saga, it felt like...
Then you're a luckier man than me.
2 weeks ago, it felt like roughly what was going to happen was the Florida job was open. They were putting all their chips in on getting Lane Kiffin. Ole Miss maybe was not going to be able to compete with whatever that offer looked like, and that was going to be the eventual, like, it really came down to like timing, because Ole Miss is likely going to the playoff.
Yeah.
And how do you sort of work out the particulars of all that? Yeah. That is not where we stand today, based on what you have told me. So, like, catch us up on the last week in the Lane Kiffin verse.
7 days ago, it was 1A, 1B, Ole Miss, Florida, depending on who you talk to.
Okay.
And LSU had sort of come traipsing in, crashing through the living room window, you know,
caked in blood, but not their blood.
Right. And I sort of ranked them accordingly.
Yeah.
And now,
so much so that when you did the single wing last week,
oh yeah,
we had to cut out a little portion where you basically said this is what the horse race looks like.
You want to know what I cut out of the single wing? Well, you go to phantomisland.show to find out. How was that for a cliffhanger? That's pretty good. You can listen to this and every episode. You get access to the whole stinking Phantom Island library. Every single wing, every special we do on college football, all of our content that is way more than just college football. And plus, you're going to have early access and exclusive access to projects we haven't announced yet that are coming very, very soon. You go to phantomisland.show. You become a subscriber today.
Phantom Island is produced by Michael Serber. Our theme song is also called Phantom Island, from the album of the same name by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.